HMS Net Radio, Christian Arnheiter's 70s Punk and Beyond.
In a modest conference room in the Grand Dublin City Center Hotel, Lisa Gerard and Brendan Perry's presence in the same good space is a good sign. It's been 7 years since the formal couple's classically infused, hyper-ethereal ethno-fusion known as Dead Can Dance played live. A new album, Anastasis, pointedly named after the Greek word for resurrection, is their first in 16 years. A 7-month global tour is a month away, starting in Vancouver. It includes dates at the Sydney Opera House. Dead Can Dance, the host of Seraphim.
Thank you.
Fingers, however, are crossed. After their last gig together in 2005, sources close to the group report that both said, "That's the last time I get on stage with him or her," ditching a plan to record a new album. Dead Can Dance returned home to their respective hemispheres, Perry to Belbert in rural Ireland, and Gerard to the bottom of the Great Dividing Range in her native southeastern Australia, and ceased communication. Dead Can Dance, Arabian Gothic. The double flounce was not without precedent. Back in 1996, after finishing their seventh album and their most recent, Spirit Chaser, they had reached a similar impasse. We had a huge fight, as we've always done, and decided we just couldn't cope with each other anymore. It's not that we didn't love each other or not want to work together, it just became impossible. Dead Can Dance, Peace for Solo. Thank you. Reconciled to give it another go in 2005, they set off on a six-month tour. They didn't have enough music and there wasn't the will to carry on. I didn't feel Lisa's heart was in it. When they lived together, they were always in each other's world. But when he had his daughter and he wanted to live near their family, they had to separate. So they lost the bond. They lost empathy. The Cocteau Twins, Amelia. You are listening to Christian Arnheiter's 70s Punk and Beyond here on eclectically powered and multidimensional HMS Net Radio from Houston, Texas. 3 months earlier, Lisa called Brendan at his converted church studio to ask them how the new album was panning out. With Lisa back in Australia, he told another story. I can't pretend the process has been easy. There have been real issues we had to resolve over the years. After Spirit Chaser, Lisa went down to some strange avenues related to Christianity, and I abhorred that. But it's less than a mission now, and she's more chilled out now. We also didn't have a great team around us in 2005. Lisa brought in a few musicians who were bloody awful, liggers who couldn't play. That's been sorted too. Daniel Dax, Where the Flies Are.
Thank you.
Meeting in Melbourne around 1979, they struck up a formidable alliance. Lisa had discovered his hero, Ian Curtis, from a distance after his family emigrated in the early 1970s from London's East End to Auckland, New Zealand. After considering a career in teaching or civil service, he sensibly took up bass in a punk band, the Scavengers, christening himself Ronnie Recent. The Saints, know your product. When singer Mike Lesbian left, Brendan assumed vocals and, seeking a bigger stage, led the band to Melbourne, where they became the Marching Girls. Soon, Brendan was no longer Ronnie and busy investigating electronics and percussion with bassist Paul Erickson and Marching Girls drummer Simon Monroe. The Saints, Misunderstood.
Been hurt. Sometimes I wonder if it's worth the words of a man.
Raised in Prien East, one of Melbourne's melting pot neighborhoods, mostly Greek but also Arab, Italian, and Irish, Lisa recalled exquisite dark arabesque voices blaring out of the windows. By the age of 12, she was playing piano, accordion, and blaring out herself. Susie and the Banshees, Peekaboo. When I sang, I was extremely arrogant. I knew I could move people. She was confident enough to stroll into Melbourne pubs, some of the most salubrious environments on earth, and start performing. After joining a couple of local bands, she mastered the yangqin, a Chinese dulcimer. She had no concept how to tune it, so she wound it up and off she went. Hazel O'Connor, Monster in Disguise.
Rims. You are listening to Christian Arnheiter's 70s Punk and Beyond here on eclectically powered and multidimensional HMS Net Radio from Houston, Texas.
The pair met in 1979. Brendan taught Lisa how to dodge fares on Melbourne's tramway system. She'd already seen the Marching Girls. I never heard bass guitar played that way with a classical anchored approach. The first time Brandon saw Lisa play, it was frightening. She was singing a song about taking a man home. I found a man in the park. I took him home in the dark. I put him in the cupboard. Can I keep him for a treat? Transvision Vamp, I want your love. The first music the pair wrote together didn't sound like anything either of us had ever done, which drew us together. Frontier, a highlight of their debut album, also didn't sound like anything in Australia, or for that matter, on Earth. The fusion of the Yang Chin, Aboriginal rhythms, and hypnotic vocals sounded both ancient and modern, which was the template for the future. But it wasn't enough. We always played to the same people, so there was no future in Australia. We'd supported bands like The Cure in Melbourne, so we saw this kind of music was appreciated overseas. We had to go where it was happening. Wire, another letter.
Oh, faint heart, when let her off.
Monroe stayed behind, but Erickson joined Brendan and Lisa on the plane to London in 1981. The couple spent 3 months with Brendan's parents before jumping the house queue for a hard-to-let flat on the 14th floor of a council housing block in London's Isle of Dogs. Another insalubrious environment with every hallmark of scrappy early 80s Britain. Unemployment benefits sustained all three of them, and they rode rickety bicycles. Brendan sold pot plants door-to-door, and with no cash for travel or concerts, they would just have some beer and the odd eighth of hash and attend art house movies every Sunday. The Slits Shoplifting.
Put the sugar in me pocket, put the rest under the jacket. Talk to the cashier, one suspect, and if he does, and if he does. Babylonian won't lose much, and we have dinner tonight. Dorada, 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 Dorada. Cameras trying to watch us, mirrors on TV, but they're not gonna catch us, cause we're gonna run, run, run. Dorada, 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 run!
There was so much negativity in London. One is inspired to do something positive here. You put your ear to the ground and describe what's lacking. It was incredibly tough. We'd eat bread and water sometimes, and the venues we played were fathomably filthy. It wasn't unusual to get food poisoning, but we knew people would love our music if we could just get it out there. Wall Exchange.
Like dice in the morning room, style.
4AD, already home to the similarly moody, swirly Cocteau Twins and This Mortal Coil, signed Dead Can Dance and released their self-titled debut album. Reviewers called them gothic, but any possible comparison to Sex Gang Children soon went out the window. Brendan, thirsty for knowledge, borrowed records, classical, baroque, and folk music from the nearby Bethnal Green Music Library. Dead Can Dance began to mutate into an act that was top independent world music and New Age charts alike. Susie and the Banshees, Slow Dive. Indigenous folk crept into the equation for 1988's The Serpent's Egg. So did royalty checks. Though still on bicycle, the end of the couple's romance didn't stop the upward trajectory. By 1990, Ion Brendan was living in Barcelona and Lisa in Ireland, reflected in Gaelic ballads and 16th century Catalan plain songs. Everything blossomed. In America, Love Groove was a surprise hit and was played by the National Geographic Channel 5 times a day for a year. Johnny Moped, V.D. Boiler. None of Brendan's solo albums have hit the same. Lisa established herself in Hollywood, with almost every film track requiring her panoramic female emoting, utilizing her from The Insider to The Gladiator. Satan's Rats, You Make Me Sick.
You make me sick!
Took to your televendetta, didn't touch your family jewels. Revenge is a strong emotion. Friction is the mother of pearl. It's a disapproving, disappointing, disappearing world. Now what's this? I didn't burn your house down. I didn't break your heart. I never tried to steal your car. I wouldn't know where to start. Don't blame me if your life's a bore. Not gonna look at your curves. Don't point your finger anymore. You're getting on my nerves. The tepid shallows of a failing brain. Blast of the holy innocent.
Innocence!
Blast of the holy innocent.
Innocence!
Blast of the holy innocence. I never broke your windows. I never broke your rules. I never took to your tender vendetta. Didn't touch your family jewels. Revenge is a strong emotion. Friction is the mother of pearl. It's a disapproving, disappointing, disappearing world. Who is, if I'm not to blame?
Innocent!
Oh, the last of the holy innocent.
Innocent!
Last of the holy innocent.
Innocent!
Last of the holy innocent. I didn't run to your rescue. I didn't hear you scream. Citizens arrest, you've got to give Joe Public his creams. Murder is a powerful picture, it's food for the famished mass. But I didn't do your meters, I never do things like that. In the who's who of capital gains.
Innocence!
Last of the holy innocent.
Innocence!
Last of the holy innocence. Last of the holy innocence.
If you have any questions or comments, feel free to contact me at thehates, thehates@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to Christian Arnheider's 70s Punk and Beyond.